possesses from it.
Yes.
I think we got something belongs to both of us, you say it's
ours.
It belongs to them.
Theirs.
And to him.
His.
And to her.
Hers.
Say if you were, had several people over for company and you were dressing them as a group, he might ask them, well, come back again?
I hope you'll come back again.
Okay. What about the possessive of that? You were asking a group of people if they own something collectively, say a car, and say, well, is that
your car?
Anything else you might hear?
Well, I'm not really sure to what extent I use you all and y'all. I feel sure I must use it occasionally. My parents did not use it, and therefore I grew up not using it at all. I think I picked it up a little bit in college and used it regularly for a few years and have to a certain extent dropped it since, and I'm sure every now and then I use it. I don't think I would use it in the possessive. And of course it is only in the plural.
What about if you were asking about some people who had been somewhere, you would ask what? Oh, that's the way to say it. Say if I had been somewhere, maybe to a party, and afterwards you wanted to know who was at the party, everybody at the party, you would ask me.
Who was there?
Okay.
You have to mention a party for me for that one, otherwise I don't know what the answer is.
Okay.
And the next one is the speaker's remarks.
Right. Go ahead. If I had been somewhere and you were a speaker and you didn't get to go and you wanted to know what the speaker said, you would ask me.
What did he say?
Okay. And
on that one, I have recently caught myself saying what all. I don't remember what context it was, though.
And these reflexes, if no one will look after them, you say they've got to look after
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, he better do it
himself.
Okay, this stuff made of flour and baked in loaves, you call it.
Bread.
Any different terms or different types of breads that you know about?
If I were just talking about regular bread that one ordinarily buys in the store and makes sandwiches out of, I would just say bread or white bread. Of course, there are other varieties of bread like wheat bread and rye bread.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about something, say, that some people have for breakfast? You know, you butter them hot and that sort of thing.
Okay, well, biscuits. Then other little things like that. You can have rolls. You can have blueberry muffins or bran muffins.
Okay. What about something made out of cornmeal, you know? It would just...
Cornbread. Cornbread.
Okay. And, well, you know, different types. Well, when you think of cornbread, what do you think of? What does it look like?
Well, I make cornbread in a square pan. So that's what I mean. A large, a 9-inch square pan is what I used.
Okay. Anything else made out of like that, made with cornmeal? Do you recall anything different from cornbread?
Using the same recipe in different shaped pans, you could have corn muffins or corn sticks. Actually, what I call cornbread and what I make, my mother, well, I got the recipe from my mother, but she always said that the real term for that would be egg bread, because real cornbread, she said, would not have egg in it.
Mm, I see.
But I don't think I've ever had cornbread that didn't have egg in it. I've certainly never made it.
Well, what about the...
And by the way, it's possible to make cornbread from grits, which my mother has tried, and it was pretty good, but my father didn't like it, so she didn't ever make it again, and I've never made it. I think